In the game.
Totally awful.
All right, so we're hoping the Eagles get to the Super Bowl. If they do, they're going to have to win a lot of games. Now, they won this first one, obviously, in Brazil. They did it against Green Bay. It was, in some ways, similar to last year in that it had an ugly component. You almost got to apologize. You don't totally, but you almost have to apologize after the game for the win. Well, Conklin sort of jokingly gets into that reality. Let's crank it up with Conklin after week one.
It's time to play Who's to Blame for That Eagles Win? Please welcome your host, Merle Reese.
Thank you, Johnny. Just a brutal victory.
I blame Cam Jurgens for those two fumbles.
That's not his fault, Mike. I blame Jason Kelce for quitting to do commercials.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Good.
Philadelphia!
I blame Sirianni.
What did he do?
Nothing.
He kept his mouth shut and stayed out of the way. Right, Coach?
I bit my tongue a few times. Big Dom was there to bite my tongue for me.
I blame this win on the Giants. GM Joe Shane and owner John Mara.
For letting Saquon walk to the Eagles.
I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia. I'll tell you that.
Thank you, boys.
You could blame Howie Roseman.
Come on, bro. I couldn't even see the field. I was standing behind a really tall Brazilian guy. He must have been like 5'7".
Well, that is tall.
100%, man.
How about we blame Zach Bond for this win?
No. Blame Devin White for declining the flight to Brazil.
Devin tweaked his friggin' ankle.
John Ritchie.
Our guys are so awesome. Fumbles, missed tackles, turnovers. Magnificent.
You're right, John. Hurts' two interceptions and two fumbles were the key to victory.
He's picking up right where he left off last year.
With time, the ugly duckling becomes a beautiful swan.
Oh!
Flowers grow out of manure.
Keep watering, Jalen.
So who do we blame for this Eagles win? Behind door number one is Hurts. Behind door number two, Sirianni. Behind door number three, Saquon Barkley.
That would be correct.
Yes.
That's our winner. The New York Giants management is the most to blame for this Eagles win.
Tell them what they've won, Johnny.
John Mara, you just won a king-size mattress to help you get some sleep. Tune in again next time when we play Who's Gonna Save Hurts This Week?
Well, you know, Thank you, boys.
Bye for now.
I will say this. If the Giants keep Saquon, there is a good chance the Eagles lose the game. I mean, saying the Giants management is to blame for the Eagles' win is not it's not crazy talk. I mean, it could have happened. Anyway, we don't know what they would have done with the $13 million a year, but the bottom line is that made a big difference this game. It should throughout the season. Wonderful work by Conklin. You can see Conklin at Archbishop Wood High School in Warminster on Saturday, September 28th, later this month. Ike Reese is going to be there. Also, see Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey, Saturday, October 26th. Proceeds go to the Evesham Police Foundation. Tickets for both of these events or to book Joe for a private event, joeconklin.com.
And, of course, Conklin's Comedy Night at Parks Casino every other Thursday. Tomorrow, September 12th, see Terry McNeely, Kevin Downey Jr., and Jessica Collazo. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $20 and include a free drink. Tickets at joeconklin.com.
And, of course, you know, as James mentioned, tomorrow, September 12th, today, September 11th. And we just want to certainly note for everyone who lost a loved one that day, our hearts go out to you. We know these anniversary days are very hard. Obviously, this one is hard for the whole nation because anyone that was old enough to experience it that day, we still and will always remember what it felt like, even if we didn't lose a loved one. For those of you listening that did, our hearts go out to you. It's an important day to remember every single year. We always will. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there are any still any geniuses in our area who think that Kyle Schwarber should not lead off.
A genius.
Yeah, I want those geniuses to call in.
Well, look, I will say this. There is still an argument that a two-run home run could ensue more often if he batted second or third or fourth. I mean, we'll never really know what it would look like if he batted second, third, or fourth, but it is working with him batting first.
So what if he's banged up for the... I mean, let's hope he gets
if he gets injured for the playoffs?
Yeah.
Trey bats one.
Is it Trey? Or is it Bryson?
So.
Bryson
one or the other.
Picking it up a little bit lately.
One or the other. It might be Bryson so you can keep Harper three and you
Trey
go
Trey and two, yeah.
Yeah, Trey two. That's a possibility.
Is there anything more stupid in sports than a baseball fight where the bullpens run in to the field instead of just fighting each other? Instead of running to home plate to do absolutely nothing, turn and fight the other bullpen. Like, that would be awesome.
Not a bad idea.
That would be awesome. I mean, if they really wanted to fight.
Why not?
I do love
in the outfield.
They just wanted to make it look like they were supportive.
They mean center field.
Fight.
Go out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
you could have like two levels of fighting. You have the fighting on the infield, fighting on the outfield.
Like a battle royale. I love this.
Winner from each base is
out of cage. Do they have the bullpen on two different levels?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. But in center field, once they stream out is the
everyone
point.
Just jumps down and goes at it. Okay.
Well, they stream
like
out
that.
Of the bullpen.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you could, if you wanted to, have one bullpen attack the other bullpen in the bullpen.
Just yeah, leap like over,
I'm
climb
saying,
up.
Right, that, that's
I mean,
an aerial attack.
What a visual that is.
I like that
by,
idea.
By the way, quick bullpen knowledge. I'm sure a lot know, but many don't. For those that don't know, the Phillies' first game in Citizens Bank Park. The Phil's bullpen was closer to Ashburn Alley.
And you know who complained?
And the opposing bullpen was further down. And the Phillies pitchers did not like that the fans had the access to make their comments.
Was it Billy Wagner?
I don't know if it was him, but it was different players were like, wait
no,
a minute.
They went, no, yeah, the
we're too
no.
close. I don't
no.
blame them. So
oh, yeah.
They flipped it around, John, so then the fans could heckle the opposing team.
Well, that's
smart.
That
brilliant.
Works.
You know, so
that works well.
And by the
and
way,
they certainly do.
As someone who's
I'm
so,
glad they were open-minded to that change.
Yeah, I had a friend in the late 80s who heckled Don Carmen all the way down. Was it behind right field, James? The old Phillies bullpen?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Behind right field, I think, at the vet. And my buddy was giving Don Carmen the business. And then it was sad because then I got to know Don Carmen a couple years ago. I never bothered to apologize to him. But I wasn't the one that made the comment, so I had nothing to apologize for.
Congrats, Warbomb. Awesome stuff for an awesome guy. Concerns, Ranger, and the fact that Bryce has Stubby's warning track power. That's all he's got. Pathetic.
Well, I don't know about all that.
It'll get better.
You know you're my guy, but there is no excuse whatsoever for ever rooting for the Mets unless you're playing the Cowboys.
That's a good point.
Well, hold on a second. Oh, you know what I learned about the Cowboys last night? Tell me who knows this one. I did not until yesterday. This is an incredible fact, John. Someone you and I were very young growing up admiring. Carl Lewis, the four golds,
yeah.
84,
mm-hmm.
the nine total golds, tied for the most of the 20th century. Carl Lewis in 84. If what I heard is true, in 84, drafted by the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Hold on. Also drafted by the true. Chicago Bulls.
What?
Why would the Bulls draft?
Why?
Him? They used to have more rounds. And he was the greatest athlete in the world. And he was in the same draft as Michael Jordan, unless what I was told is not true. What I heard last night, he was drafted.
So he was drafted by the Bulls. That first one is true.
Wow.
The 208th pick of the 1984 draft. I'll check the other
same
one.
Draft as Jordan. Like, in one draft, they drafted Michael Jordan and Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis. That's a great fact.
Right?
Really cool
you're
fact.
Right. Yeah, the Cowboys in the 12th round of the 1984
way.
Draft.
I had no
Joe
idea.
Pull.
Hey, you know, I played
that's
with.
That's incredible.
I played with a guy named James Jett. I don't know if you remember
I remember,
James.
Yeah. James.
Remember Jett. He flew.
He was an Olympic gold
Olympic,
medalist
yeah.
for track and field,
Willie
Gault
out there too. Was
totally.
Right?
I think he
yeah.
was on a,
and Ronaldo Nehemiah.
I think he was
right?
on their track on their relay team. James
well,
Jett, Ronaldo Nehemiah. I also played with a guy named I can't remember his name. But a couple guys on that relay team.
Sure. By the way, James Jett was the person that scored a touchdown with the greatest call I ever heard in a broadcast, and I will tell you that
we called him Bat. You know why?
Because he was crazy?
He looked like a bat.
He looked like a bat.
Very simple.
And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts,
right.
compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Yes. All right. So Times Yours, obviously, every day at this time. So I think I can say this on the air. So I'm watching a football game in the late 90s. James,
I like that.
I was just about to say, I like it less, is the person in charge of the dump button, but go ahead.
All right, this gets a little dicey, but I think I'm okay.
Uh-huh.
Three-man booth, if you remember the old NBC booth that had Dick Enberg on play-by-play with Phil Simms and Paul McGuire. And I like that Paul McGuire guy. He was ornery, but it was a good crew.
Ornery's good.
So James Jett catches a touchdown pass. I think it's 80 yards. I think it's from Jeff George. I mean, that would make sense, right, John?
Sure.
Okay. So Dick Enberg was the play-by-play guy. He calls it. when the play is done, because it was a rocket of a pass from Jeff George, who obviously had maybe the best arm in football.
I'd never seen anything like it.
Phil Sims says the following after Dick Enberg calls a touchdown pass, Jeff George to James Jett. Phil Sims says, "Wow! He really cocked that one, Dick."
Wow.
There was, at a minimum, 30 seconds of silence.
Well, they had their mics off, laughing their asses off.
They all turned their mics off.
Laughing their butts off.
I heard it live. I know it happened.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. 30 seconds of silence minimum. Because they were all obviously on the floor laughing. All right, we got to come up. And I always wondered if that was planned or not. You know what I mean? All right, so we got to come up with a winning answer for who that is famous did something ridiculous. So we got Plaxico shooting himself inadvertently. We got Pee-wee, obviously, in the movie theater. We've got Antonio Brown, although, again, I mean, that's a sad thing because I think it's CTE, if I had to guess. Kanye on the stage with Taylor Swift. Will Smith at the Oscars a few years ago.
Will Smith is a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one. I was thinking Will Smith, yeah.
We can lock it in.
I think so.
When he said it, I was like, that's it, dude. He slapped the guy at the Oscars.
Lock it in. Will Smith was slapping
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. Hey, have a great rest of the day.